When it comes to managing pastures for drought tolerance, there is no silver bullet. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Speaking at the recent Ohio Forage and Grasslands Conference, Chris Teutsch, Associate Professor at Virginia Tech's Southern Piedmont Research Center, said that while there is no silver bullet for managing pastures for drought tolerance, there are other management practices that could help, including developing a drought plan.
A drought plan is, a very important part of the farm operation. And it doesn't have to be a 40-page document, but it's important for people to sit down and think about what's going to happen and what sequence of events is going to happen as they enter into a drought, rather than having a knee-jerk reaction every time they get into a drought situation. If you have a plan, that reduces a lot of stress on you, and it can also be a big financial benefit for the farm if we have a plan ahead of time of what we're going to do if we get into a really bad drought.
So what would a checklist look like if we're putting that drought plan together?
So we would look at things like implementing a controlled grazing system and managing our pastures so that they're ready for a drought. A well-managed pasture will grow longer into a drought, and it will come out of that drought a lot stronger than a poorly managed pasture. And then we can do things like use warm season grasses in our grazing system, and having some paddocks dedicated to warm season grasses will increase the drought tolerance of our grazing system. We can think about how we're going to manage feeding animals if the pastures aren't growing, and that may include having some reserves of hay on hand ahead of time instead of trying to go out and buying hay during a drought, which can often be difficult and very expensive. And then other things that we can do is have a calling plan for our herd. So sometimes we'll have animals that need to go out of the herd for various reasons, but we've kind of been putting that off. And as we move into a drought, to reduce our stocking rate on our farm, sometimes it's a good idea to get rid of the older cows or the cows that are having problems rebreeding. And we can implement that as we enter into the drought.
So, Chris, are we talking strategies that we should be thinking about using even in a year that we don't have a drought?
Yes, and that was one of the points I wanted to make with my presentation that I did at the Ohio Forage and Grassland Conference, was that we need to be thinking about drought all the time. It needs to be in the back of our mind. And just implementing good management practices is really going to increase the drought tolerance and the robustness of the grazing system to not only drought stress, but other environmental stresses that may come along.
I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.